say hi, how are you? It's 6:01, Andy and Mel. It's Friday.
Yay.
Yay. Feeling okay today? You know why?
I'm sexy and I know it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I shaved my neck today.
Oh, so now you feel sexy?
Yeah.
All
I didn't shave my beard.
No,
it's still no shave November.
We need to take a picture of that today.
I've been taking pictures.
Oh, every day?
Yeah, I'm going to post them all at the end.
Okay.
Like the gradual growth.
So we're not going to do a little preview?
Oh, I suppose we could, but...
It's looking pretty good, actually.
I got too much crap to do.
I like it.
You know, there's only so much time in a day to post things on the website. You know.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Uh-huh. Anyway, but since some people never listen to the radio, then it's not really a big deal. Yeah, sorry, that's an inside joke.
Oh, boy.
But a good one, isn't it?
It was a good one. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Well, with a radio station to run and everything, but anyway. Okay, so.
Okay.
Here we are.
Not a good way to start out our Friday.
No, it's a great way.
No. Relax.
No, I'm not angry.
Okay.
I'm not angry. I'm having fun. I am, seriously.
Did you take your pill yet today?
Yes.
Okay.
Shoo. No, that was calculated. Okay, so there is one. It's not a huge story, but it's a story. Ursher is sort of kind of in trouble.
Why do you say it like that?
He made... What?
Ursher.
He says it in that song.
Okay.
He said it in... Yeah. It dates back a long time.
Yeah. I just say Usher.
You were listening to banjo music then.
I listened to a little crossover.
Yeah, no, it... Ursher, baby. Like, right at the beginning of Scream.
Banjo music.
Well, it was, wasn't it?
You worked in country, too. I don't know if I
Yeah, but I've done my best to forget it all.
Oh.
The only song I still remember from my days in country is Mrs. Steven Rudy.
Love that song.
It was the dumbest song ever.
No, but I love it.
It was, yeah, it was catchy, but it was stupid.
Well, there's a lot of country songs that are stupid.
Oh, yeah.
Like Red
Most of
Solo
them are,
Cup.
Oh, good hell.
I'm gonna crush it on your head, you idiot. Why'd you write that song?
No, the song I was... we just played Scream. We just came out of that.
Yeah.
And like right at the very beginning of the song...
Usher, baby. He says Usher.
Oh, no, he says OSHA, baby.
Usher.
It's not Usher, that's for sure.
He didn't say Ursher.
Anyway, Usher is having issues in his home state of Georgia.
Uh-oh.
Election officials in Atlanta are defending their decision to allow him to bypass long lines and cast his ballot on Election Day, obviously infuriating voters who were in line.
Okay, first of all, it's one person, so it's not like they should get that mad. Mm-hmm. And second of all, I totally get it. I mean, he is standing in line. He's going to get mauled by people.
Fulton County election officials tell WSB-TV that Usher Raymond IV was escorted to the front of the line to minimize distractions at his Roswell polling place. They said in a statement that poll manager Frank Padula was directed to move Usher through the process as quickly as possible. The TV station reports that Usher took cell phone pictures of himself voting, then posted them on Twitter, which in some states is illegal. I looked it up for South Dakota, and the law is kind of ambiguous. Like, you could get in trouble for it, but
it's take
not
a picture
specifically stated.
Like, of you doing it. But...
Well, it says no cell phone use allowed when you walk in the door, but it's not clear whether or not you can take a picture of yourself.
You know, and I didn't even see a sign like that at my voting precinct.
Yeah, there was a sign up right when you walked in that said no cell phone use allowed.
There might have been one, but I never noticed it.
Anyway, so... Fulton County Commissioner Liz Hausman questioned the decision. Hausman said she can think of only a few people who might deserve such treatment, such as people with disabilities, the elderly, and voters with small children. Not rich R&B stars.
Right, but he would have gotten mauled.
No, he wouldn't have gotten mauled. He would have attracted attention.
Right.
Mauling is something a bear does.
Well, yes. But that would have been a lot of attention. Wouldn't have been easier just to get him in and out?
Potentially, but I'm guessing if he's voting in his voting district, That's a ritzy neighborhood, you know?
Still.
Yeah. Why not absentee vote?
Well, that's the thing. There's no reason not to absentee vote if you're a star.
If it requires security being around him, okay. Get some security around him. But make him wait in line.
Yeah. At least have security.
It's like at Disney World when the celebrities get ushered up to the front of the line, no pun intended, to run through all the rides with their family and be like, yeah, screw you, Tom Cruise. We actually paid to get in here and we have to wait in line.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Mission Impossible sucks.
Well, they have to have some kind of perks.
No, they don't have to.
Just saying. I don't know why he wouldn't absentee vote. That's what I would think that most people in his position would absentee vote.
Yeah, just because it would be an enormous hassle.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I walk into my polling station and nobody has a clue who I am. So there's no reason
to. I guarantee you the old ladies at my polling station had no clue who I was.
They don't know who they are. By the way, the South Park episode this Wednesday night was hysterically funny.
It was about the presidential.
Oh, yeah. Stuff. And it was making fun of the 108-year-old ladies who were at the front of the line. Security! And then this guy comes walking up. Hey, what? He's got a cane. Okay, we'll help you find your mommy. Yeah. It was kind of... I never really thought about it. The polling stations are not exactly the most secure things in the world.
Well, they don't really need to be, do they?
Well, if someone really was going to try to do some voter fraud, I don't think it'd be too hard to get it by them.
Well, you have to show your ID.
Yep.
And then next to your name, they write your number.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of thing. So, I mean, I don't know. There's no way I could have done voter fraud in my county.
Well, that's because you're not trying hard enough. That's all.
Okay.
All I'm saying is I'd like to see some people under the age of 70 manning the polling stations.
Well, they're all volunteers.
They're getting paid.
Oh, they are?
Oh, yeah, they're getting paid.
Oh.
Yeah. They don't do it for nothing.
Uh-oh.
They don't get paid a lot, but they're getting paid.
Gotcha.
So.
Yeah, pretty much everybody had gray hair. That was helping me out.
The governors of North and South Dakota are going to bet on a variety of meats over the weekend game coming up next weekend.
I put meat in it!
South Dakota State Jackrabbits are taking on North Dakota State this weekend at the Fargo Dome. It's the Dakota marker game. North Dakota Governor Jack Dalrymple, I don't know how the hell you say his name. Okay. Governor Jack, we'll call him Captain Jack.
Captain Jack.
Governor Jack Sparrow says he will send a basket filled with Cloverdale sausage, ham, and ribs to South Dakota Governor Dennis Dugard if SDSU wins. Dugard has offered a buffalo steak dinner if the Bison win the cross-border rivalry.
Ah.
Wow. You know what the governors just did there?
What? I put meat in it!
They put meat in it.
They did?
Mm-hmm.
Way to bring my joke so early in the morning.
Yeah, well, it was pretty easy. News is coming up. Hang on. The hot morning sunshine. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel at 6:22. We're going to top out today at 51. Going to be cloudy. Maybe some rain tonight. 64 tomorrow. And then Sunday, it's going to be cold. Maybe probably snow.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Fab.
What did you say?
Fab.
Add that one to the list, too.
What list?
Words you're not allowed to say.
Why can't I say fab?
I don't like it. What's the internet quote of the day?
Exactly what I just did. I just rolled my eyes so hard I saw my brain.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Today is November 9th, and it is the greatest day I have ever known. But not because the cutest thing ever, Vanessa Minnillo and Nick Lachey have the same birthday today, and they're married and cute, and yeah.
Aww.
He's 39, she's 32.
Duke.
Joe C. would have been his birthday today, but he passed away in 2000. That was Kid Rock's little buddy, Josie, was the little guy.
Oh, okay.
David Duvall, he's a golfer. Used to be a superstar. Now he's nowhere to be found.
Hmm.
Chris Jericho, former WWE superstar, and he's the lead singer of the metal band Fozzy.
Oh.
Named themselves after a Muppet. That's kind of cool.
Okay.
Let's see here. Lou Ferrigno is 61 today. Who? Do you know who Lou Ferrigno is?
It sounds very, very familiar.
He was the original, the OG Incredible Hulk.
Oh, okay. That's why it sounds familiar.
Well, he was the Hulk, not the guy who wasn't the Hulk. That was a Bill Bixby, I think.
Gotcha.
Let's see. 1961, the PGA eliminated its Caucasians-only rule, which paved the way for superstars like Tiger Woods and Tiger Woods.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's Vijay Singh, Chichi Rodriguez.
I don't follow golf
that
closely.
That's about all I got.
Unless they're having a sex scandal, I don't know who they are.
Billy Joel's album Piano Man was released on this day in 1973. No, that's not why it's the greatest.
Piano Man.
I'm surprised you're not up in arms already.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you the benefit
only,
of the doubt.
You can't fake it. You suck at faking it. You really do.
Why?
Because you know why today is the greatest already. Because you heard me queuing it up earlier.
Oh, I heard a little bit of it, but...
That's why you're not mad, because you like the other one better. This day in 1989, the Berlin Wall started to come down. East Germany opened its heavily guarded borders at 11:17 p.m., and Germans celebrated dancing atop the wall in Lederhosen and chipping away with their hammers. 1996, Evander Holyfield upset Mike Tyson for the WBA heavyweight title in an 11-round fight in Vegas. But today is the greatest day I have ever known, because it is the 34th birthday of a hip-hop legend, an icon. Biggest album, 1999's Unleash the Dragon.
It's a great title.
Now he is living under the rock. Never mind.
Okay.
I'm just going to play the song.
Thank you.
I can't talk today.
He's letting all the ladies know.
Yeah, I gotta let the ladies know.
Mm-hmm. Guys talk about, you know, the finer things in life. Check it out. Ooh, that dress so scandalous. And you know I never couldn't handle it. So you're shaking that thing like who's the ish? With the look in your eyes so devilish. You like to dance on the hip-hop spots. And you cruise to the cruise to connect the dots. Not just urban, she liked the pop. Cause she was living la vida loca. She had dumps like a truck, truck, truck. I was like, what, baby, move your butt, I think I'll sing it again. She had
dumps like a truck, truck, truck. Thighs like a what? Baby,
all night
but,
long. All night long.
Let me see that thong.
Whale tail!
That thong, 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 thong.
Cisco is 34 today. And that is why today, November 9th, is... We don't really talk about thongs much.
No, we don't. We should.
No, not me. I meant not us. I meant guys.
Oh, guys.
Because like at the beginning of the song, he's like, yeah, want to let you know what stuff we're talking about.
Okay.
We don't talk about thongs.
You don't?
We talk about what's under them.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's coming up in dirt?
I'll tell you who's going to star in Transformers 4. That's coming up in the dirt.
Can't wait.
It's not who you think.
Don't care about Transformers 4.
It's not who you think.
Not Shia LaBeouf?
Nope.
Or Boof?
Nope.
He's not in it anymore?
I don't know how you say his name.
I don't know. I don't care if he's in it or not. 627, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Oh my gosh. It's Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 641.
You are a dream shatterer.
I am not a dream shatterer.
Yes, you are.
Is shatterer even a word?
I don't think so. But it worked in this scenario. I'm mad at you right now. You hurt my feelings.
I did not say... Never. All I meant was, I don't think if you applied for a job for it right now, you'd get it.
Whatever.
Okay. Shall we fill in everyone on what's going
sure,
on?
Sure, go ahead.
Oh, you don't want to tell the story from your side?
I'm not happy with you right now. Like, I'm mad. You hurt my feelings.
Okay. What were we talking about?
Talking about Jason Statham.
Yeah, here's how it started. Mark Wahlberg's going to be in Transformers, not Shia LaBeouf. And I was like, Okay.
And I said I would actually watch the movie now.
Oh, it's more appealing to me now, definitely. But I was expecting somebody bigger than Mark Wahlberg. Not that he's not a big movie star.
He's a pretty big deal.
But I was just, I don't know. I didn't know what I was expecting. Just Mark Wahlberg? Okay. You know, it wasn't a letdown, but it wasn't exactly the payoff I was looking for.
I'd like to see him without a shirt on.
So we go from that to, I said, if Jason Statham was in it, I would not miss it for the world.
And then I was trying to figure out...
Because he is such a believable badass.
I was just trying to figure out who he was, and we're like, I'm not sure if I'd recognize the name, but I would recognize what he looked like. So I went to IMDb, and I was like, oh, yeah, of course, he was in The Transporter.
And Snatch,
and a bunch of other movies. And Expendables, and will also be in Expendables 3, by the way. And I was looking through the different things that I saw that he was the voice of Tybalt in Romeo and Juliet. And I said, that's always been a dream of mine to be a voiceover for a cartoon character for something like that. And then you said...
Well, you kind of have to be an actor to do that.
And I can act.
And I did.
I don't think that you understand some of my full potential.
I think you could be an actor. I don't think you're a great Hollywood actor now, because you're not one.
No, I'm not one. You said I would be good at a Sioux Falls community play.
I said I'm sure you could rock the Sioux Falls community playhouse.
Mm. Yeah.
But how much experience acting do you have?
I did a ton of it in high school.
Okay.
I act like I like you all the time.
All right.
Pretty sure I do a pretty good job of that.
All right. So, all right. I'm the bad guy. That's fine.
You hurt my feelings.
I didn't say.
You made it sound.
I never said it was an impossible dream. I never. I never said that. I never said that.
It's always been one of my dreams. You shattered it.
All I meant was
you shattered it.
Voiceover actors are actors. They're not just voiceover people. Okay. Well, okay.
I know I can act. I could totally do it.
Okay.
You already said that you don't think that I could. So whatever.
Right now, no, I don't think you'd get a gig doing a Hollywood movie voiceover for an animated movie. No, I don't think you would. I don't think I would either. I know I wouldn't. You'd have a better chance of it than I would, for sure. Okay. Really?
You hurt my feelings.
You're going to be mad about this?
You hurt my feelings. Well, you are a dream shatterer.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was shattering a dream. I was just saying, well...
You're not good enough.
It's not like getting a job doing radio commercials.
You're not good enough.
I didn't say you weren't good enough. I said you're not a Hollywood actor. Did I lie?
No.
Okay.
Doesn't mean that I couldn't do a fantastic job doing a voiceover for a cartoon character.
You very may well could.
I'd be amazing at it.
Okay. So we'll save the story I was going to do for the next segment.
Dream Shatterer.
How many people do you suppose would let the TSA give them a body cavity search?
I don't care.
I bet you do. I'll tell you how many next. Hang on. Hour 4.7, Andy and Mel. It's 6:54, up to 51 today. It's 37 right now. So, there are a lot of things you have to deal with when you go to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And
paying for extra bags.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear there's a couple of companies now that are charging like $100 for a checked bag?
Say what?
Yeah.
What if you're going on a long trip?
It's going to cost you an extra couple $100. You know, if it's going to cost that much, eventually it will be worth it to ship your stuff to your hotel, wherever you're going.
Exactly. Wow.
Eventually it will.
Jeez.
Or, you know what, you'll just have to figure out how to pack for a week with a carry-on.
No, I know, but what if you're, let's say you're going for a longer trip. What if you're going 2 weeks somewhere, something like that?
Yep, you're going to be doing a lot of laundry in the hotel.
I guess. Wow.
But as much of a bending over as that is, according to a new survey from Harris Interactive, almost one in three Americans say they'd be willing to let the TSA perform a body cavity search on them. Now, the question was worded in a leading way, but still, here's what the question was. Given the recent reports concerning the threat posed by terrorists who plan to implant bombs in their own bodies, how willing, if at all, would you be to undergo a TSA body cavity search in order to fly? Nope. No.
No, thank you.
Not doing it. Even with the leading question, it's still not going to be like, oh, well, if they're checking for bombs that...
I'm not going to have a bomb on me. I'm not a terrorist.
Exactly. I live in this country. I was born here.
Right.
I'm not trying to bomb anything.
I love the USA. Mm-hmm. Why would I want to try to hurt anybody? I don't think so.
And if I was, that's not how I'd do it.
Nope.
That's probably the last way I would do it. If I was going to do something so sinister, I wouldn't do something so sinister to myself.
Right.
At the same time.
Yeah.
But 30% said they'd be willing to do it.
They're
57
idiots.
Would be totally or somewhat unwilling. The other 13% weren't sure. I'm not sure how you don't have an opinion about that.
Pretty sure you have an opinion.
Yeah.
Full body, you know, search or cavity search. Full body. What body? Is that what I said? A full body cavity search.
Where is your body?
I don't know. Right here.
Yeah.
You can kiss it.
All right. On that note.
Hot 104.7.com.